This is our sixth and final Lenten Vespers service. Our theme is, I too shall praise thee. And this Sunday, we'll have the Palm Sunday service online, as all the Holy Week services will also be online next week. God bless us as we draw near to Holy Week. The Order of Vespers, page 229.
O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Praise to you, O Christ, Lamb of the salvation.
We sing together Psalm 143, responsively by whole verse.
Hear my prayer, O Lord, give ear to my pleas for mercy. In your faithfulness answer me, in your righteousness.
Enter not into judgment with your servant, for no one living is righteous before you.
For the enemy has pursued my soul. He has crushed my life to the ground. He has made me sit in darkness like those long dead.
Therefore my spirit faints within me. My heart within me is abroad.
I remember the days of old. I meditate on all that you have done. I ponder the work of your hands.
I stretch out my hands to you. My soul thirsts for you like a parched.
Answer me quickly, O Lord. My spirit fails. Hide not your face from me, lest I be like those who go down to the pit.
Let me hear the morning of your steadfast love, for in you I trust. Make me know the way I should go, for to you I lift up my soul.
Deliver me from my enemies, O Lord. I have fled to you for refuge.
Teach me to do
righteousness, bring my soul out of trouble.
And in your steadfast love, you have not left my enemies, and you will destroy all the adversaries of my soul, for I am your servant.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to
him go to Dark Gethsemane, hymn 436.
Amen.
Jesus, Peter, and the servant girl. At that time, Jesus said to the crowd, the chief priests, the officers of the temple guard, and the elders who would come to him, "Am I leading a rebellion that you've come out with swords and clubs to capture me? Every day I sat in the temple courts teaching, and you did not lay a hand on me. But this is your hour, when darkness reigns. This has all taken place that the writings of the prophets might be fulfilled. All the disciples deserted him and fled." The detachments of soldiers with its commanders and the Jewish officials arrested Jesus. They bound him and took him away. A young man wearing nothing but a linen garment was following Jesus. When they seized him, he fled naked, leaving his garment behind. They brought Jesus first to Annas, who was the father-in-law of Caiaphas, the high priest that year. Then they took him to Caiaphas, the high priest, where the chief priests, elders, and teachers of the law had assembled. Caiaphas was the one who had advised the Jews that it would be good if one man died for all the people. Simon Peter and another disciple were following Jesus. Because this disciple was known to the high priest, he went with Jesus into the high priest's courtyard, but Peter had to wait outside at the door. The other disciple, who was known to the high priest, came back, spoke to the girl on duty there, and brought Peter in. It was cold, and the servants and officials stood around a fire they had made to keep warm. Peter entered and sat down with the guards to see the outcome. One of the servant girls of the high priest on duty at the door came. When she saw Peter seated there in the firelight, warming himself, she looked closely at him and said, "You also were with that Nazarene Jesus. Are you not one of this man's disciples?" He replied, "Girl, I am not. I don't know him. I don't know or understand what you are talking about." Simon Peter went out into the courtyard, and the rooster crowed. A little later, when the servant girl again saw him there, she said to those standing around, "This fellow is one of them." Someone else saw him and said, "You are one of them." Again, he denied it with an oath, "I am not. I don't know the man." About an hour later, another asserted, "Certainly this fellow was with Jesus, for he is a Galilean." Those standing there went up to Peter and said, "Surely you are one of them. Your accent gives you away." One of the high priests, a relative of the man whose ear Peter had cut off, challenged him, "Didn't I see you with him in the olive grove?" Then Peter began to call down curses on himself. He swore to them, "I don't know this man you're talking about." Just as he was speaking, the rooster crowed, and the Lord turned and looked straight at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word of the Lord that had spoken to him, "Before the rooster crows today, you will disown me three times." Peter went outside, broke down, and wept bitterly. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. Lenten Responsory, page 231.
Deliver me, O Lord my God, for you are the God of my salvation. In you, O Lord, do I put my trust. Leave me not, O Lord my God. Salvation.
Rescue me from my enemies. Protect me from those who rise against me.
In 430. 139, O Dearest Jesus, verses 13 through 15.
Should, shouldn't we? Yet, I don't think that we always do. And why not? Because we know the end of the story. We know that amidst all this injustice, all this carnage, all this horror, we actually have cause for joy. Great, unending, perfect joy. We have joy because we know that He did all of this for us. Yes, we rejoice because it is unjust. We delight because it isn't fair. If it were fair, it would be us experiencing all that carnage. It would be us dying. It would be us who would spend an eternity in hell. But we won't experience those things for the very simple reason that Jesus experienced them for us. He was beaten in our place. He was hung on a cross in our place. He died in our place. And He went down to hell to proclaim His victory. Friends, Jesus paid the price that we owe. And because He got what we deserve, through faith, we will get what He deserves: eternal life in paradise. It's incredibly backwards, but it's equally just as wonderful. God loves you and me so much that He was willing to go through all of that for us. We rejoice that this innocent man suffered a horrific punishment for the terrible crimes of all humanity, so that we don't have to. Not only do we rejoice, though, we also praise and thank Him. The last stanza of our hymn says, "And when, dear Lord, before Thy throne in heaven, to me the crown of joy at last is given, where sweetest hymns Thy saints forever raise Thee, I too shall praise Thee." What a joyous time this will be. We will receive our heavenly crown solely because of the work that Jesus did for us. And we will have reason to rejoice for eternity. What a privilege it will be to thank our Savior face to face. What an honor it will be to sing His praises in His glorious presence. Surely, for all that He has done, He does deserve our eternal praise. And because of what He has done, we will be able to be in heaven giving Him that praise. Indeed, Lent is a curious time of year, full of seeming contradictions. But that's only because Christianity itself is a curious religion. C.S. Lewis said, "In fact, it is not the sort of thing anyone would have made up. It has just that queer twist about it that real things have." Certainly, Christianity is the truth. And it's so much better than anything that we as human beings have ever made up. So we rejoice at the death of an innocent man. We give glory and honor to the God who humbled Himself, even unto death. And we begin to praise the God that we will forever praise in heaven. He did everything to get us to the paradise that we could never have earned Glory be to God. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto eternal life.
231.
Let my prayer rise before you as incense,
and the lifting up of my hands as giving sacrifice.
My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has regarded the lowliness of his handmaiden. For evil from this day all generations shall all be blessed. For the Almighty One has done great things to me, and holy is his name, and his mercy is done most to fear me, from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his mind, he has scattered the proud, he has division of their hearts, he has cast down the mighty from their thrones, and has exalted the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent his dear away. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
We thank you for your faithful stewardship during the season of Lent, and that you're mailing in your offerings, mailing them in, bringing them by the church, or doing simply giving. We continue the Kyrie, page 233.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
O Lord, hear my prayer,
and let my cry come to you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, by your great goodness, mercifully look upon your people, that we may be governed and preserved evermore in body and soul. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. O Lord, our dwelling place and our peace, you have compassion on our weakness. Put far from us all worry and fearfulness, that having confessed our sins, and commending ourselves to your gracious mercy, we may, when night shall come, commit ourselves, our work, and all we love into your keeping, receiving from you the gift of quiet sleep, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O God, from whom come all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works, give to us, your servants, that peace which the world cannot give, that our heart may be set to obey your commandments, and also that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may live in peace and quietness, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.